What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
Well then, how are you today?
I'm not too bad.
Welcome to Monday.
Yay.
Welcome to a little bit of rain.
A little, but it's going
to
clear up.
I think it is going to clear up. I can talk to you about a cat with a Northern Ireland accent. But my feeling is that we should talk about the match before we talk about the cat with the Northern Ireland accent. I might do that at 7:30. So did you see the match yesterday?
No, I didn't see the game.
No, did you?
No, I didn't, but did you hear the game?
I
heard little bits of it. I was listening to Paul and Ken.
Okay. You probably have audio to play at 7:30, have you?
Yeah, we'll hear from Declan Nathan, tip selector.
Okay, I'm not stepping on your toes if I play a quick clip here. Am I okay?
Nope.
Hang on a second.
77 minutes gone. Cheers go out around Semple Stadium as John McGrath gets ready to take this. John McGrath halfway between the 45 and 65 to level the game, hitting into the climbing end. He hits it high. It over the bar. John McGrath levels things up. It's a tie game. 25 points apiece. The referee has blown the final whistle. I couldn't tell you what that means in terms of permutations, but Ken, it's been a sensational game. Tipperary have drawn with the All-Ireland champions, 25 points apiece.
Yeah, people would say that we're blowing our own trumpet here, but the coverage was fantastic. I dipped in and out of our coverage yesterday. Paul and Ken there. I would ask people, you might have an opinion on this, are we disappointed this morning or are we relieved this morning? Okay, you don't have an opinion.
Well, I was editing.
What's the big pause like? You're not a bear.
What's the story of the big pause?
I was just editing a clip from Declan Laffin there earlier on this morning, and he was saying, yeah, we could have lost it.
We could have lost
it. You know.
Well, we could very easily have won.
Yeah, but it was could have lost was the last bit
I would think we were the better team. But I suppose it's a stupid question, really. I think most people are relieved that, you know, we live to see another day. So, we might talk about the match a little bit later on. And we got the cat with the Northern Ireland accent coming up for you at 7:30. That's something to look forward to brighten your Monday.
Of course it will.
Oh, yeah, of course it will.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
quick turnaround with the hurling, isn't it? It's Waterford now next weekend, isn't
it? It's the footballers.
Oh, it's the footballers.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is just as quick as they played yesterday as well.
Then when is the hurling?
I'm honestly not sure when they're out again. I'll check that for you.
Are you sure it's not next weekend
as well? It could be.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will tell us. All right. So once you hear this, you can't unhear it. Okay. So I tell you where this came from. First of all, this was doing the rounds in the UK. They were saying there was a cat like with a Scouse. It was a Scouse accent, right? And I reckon it's not.
Now, there's a bit of a difference there.
There is a bit of a difference. Now, before I have to set this up for you now, I've picked a couple of Northern Ireland accents just to see, first of all. So, Michelle O'Neill, a quick clip of Michelle O'Neill,
that
right?
That certainly wasn't my experience out on the doorsteps.
Okay, who else we do? Nadine Coyle. Do you remember her from, yeah?
About my accent and the way that I speak.
All right, are you ready for the cat?
Yep. That's definitely not Liverpudlian.
It's Northern.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Hang on.
That certainly wasn't my experience out on the doorsteps.
That's brilliant. That's gold, man. That's gold. Oh, stop. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, it definitely does sound right. I'm just trying to think, how do I apologise?
But so we're not offending anybody. Like, I mean, what's it just like? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if it was a Dublin or a Limerick accent, it just happens to be like. Oh, I'm enjoying that
way too much.
I'm enjoying that way too much. Hang on, John Maxson is in this. Hold on.
You were talking about Northern Ireland accents there, Andrew. What about this one? There was two Northern Ireland ducks crossing the road one day, and one of them said quack, and the other said, "I'm going as quack as I can."
I'm doing just fine now, it's over. See you later, good luck. I've been living on and living my life. I had 3 missed calls during the night. Well, not missed calls, I answered the calls. And they woke me up from a guy I think works for Met Aaron, actually. The wrong number calls.
All right.
I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay.
Today, we're going to chat a little bit about things that your parents would have said to you, like a phrase that they would have, that you'd always have heard as a child. So I popped it up on social media last night. Kathleen says, slow down, don't run away with yourself. Now, a lot of these are the usual ones, like, that you'll expect, but some really, really funny ones.
Wait till your father comes home, probably featuring quite a bit.
That's the next one that comes up. Sinead, wait till your father gets home. My mother used to say to me, do you see that fist?
Okay.
And if you say you do, you're in trouble. If you say you don't, you're in trouble. So, like, that's where you just shut up.
Yeah.
Did you see that fist? I don't think you can do that with kids anymore, can you?
I wouldn't imagine.
They'd be ringing social services, like, there'd be a little knock on your door. Did you say to Johnny about your fist? Now, Dave said, turn the bloody lights off. Now, my fellas leave lights on all night. It drives me bonkers as well. Colette said, stop bawling or I'll give you something to bawl about.
Ooh.
Elaine, you see, there's one. Elaine says, shut your mouth and eat your dinner, which obviously you can't. There's some kind of Brenda Grace ones in there, isn't there? Pat says, if they jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff?
I would.
That's not the right answer. There's loads of those. Send them in to us, 083-311-3311. So, a little bit tired today. A few calls in the middle of the night. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm not too bad. It's Friday,
though. That's the only thing. It's a lot. I'm always saying this is a Friday. It's a lot easier on a Friday, isn't it? To be fair, like.
Not a lot.
It's a little bit easier.
A little, maybe.
Like, when you open your eyes, you're still tired, but you're kind of saying, well, at least it's the last one.
Busy day today. Now.
Oh, you have. Tell me quickly. You're meeting Leo.
Yeah, right. Talk to him about a job. Yeah.
So you put a word in for me, will you?
Okay.
So about three calls last night, who I guess to Elaine's phone, who I guess was a guy from Met Aaron, who kept saying is the coast clear. That's where I'm guessing he's working. All right, we'll be back at 7:30 chatting to you. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary,
with Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
I meant to ask you off here, which I can ask you now. What size shoe are you, if you don't mind me asking?
42.
What's that? Is that an 8?
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm looking for a loan of a pair of shoes. So, like, I've got this wedding coming up soon enough, right? And so I told you I got the suit and got sorted for that, right? But the men that are involved, like, part of the wedding party, they want them wearing, like, a dark brown shoe. And I don't do shoes, really. I don't have shoes.
You buy odd-sized ones.
Well, that's another story. Like, you know me, you'll just find me in a pair of old comfortable boots, like. So I don't really want to spend, like, 120 quid or something.
Well, I'm sure you'll get shoes cheaper than that.
You probably would. Now, where I got the suit, that's the actual shoes they're recommending were 120. And I said, they're only going to be for one day. Now, I did find a pair of brown shoes. They're not suit. I tried to fix them up and clean them and that, but they're not. I use them for cutting the... Well, I say I use them for cutting the grass. I use the lawnmower for cutting the grass. I don't go around with the shoes like... on my hands and knees, you know. But I kind of slip them on because there's no laces on them. I slip them on. Well, they are laced, but there's no laces in them. So I use them for... Anyway, look, nobody wants to know that. So if anybody has a pair of brown shoes, you know what they say about shoes, don't they? So if you have a size 14 shoe... I can cut them in half and use one at each side. What phrase did you always hear from your parents as a child? We did some of these a while ago. A couple of more quick ones. Marion says, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. And whatever will be, will be. One of the best ones, and one of the simple ones that came in a little while ago was, we'll see.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Can I go out with the boys tomorrow? We'll see. Can I have 20 pence for a Peggy's leg? We'll see. Fucking Peggy's leg is on our...
Yeah, we'll see. Gosh.
We're starting to show our age now.
The funny thing is, I now say that to my own daughter.
About Peggy's legs?
No.
I don't. Yeah, we'll see. Can I have a Peggy's leg, dear? Elizabeth said, who left the immersion on? That's a big one, of course, too. Eating bread is soon forgotten, Jennifer says. Adrian says, you're not good out after your bath. Do you remember? Yeah. On a Sunday night, like after Glenroe. Can I go out with the boys there? Just want to buy a Peggy's leg.
Not to buy a Peggy's leg.
You're not good out, you're throwing a match. Okay, see you later on. Good luck. Bye-bye. Tip FM. Right, finally getting around to the flying cars that we told people we might talk about. We didn't get a chance to during the week. So a flying car could be on sale by 2026. Do you see any problems with that?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what you think.
Well, do you need a driver's license or a pilot's license?
Okay. What else do you see?
Where do you land them and take off? I mean,
okay.
If you're
your
landing...
Back garden. Your back garden.
Okay. Oh, so is it a vertical takeoff job?
I don't know that.
Okay. I can just see, like, if you're going to land on the M8,
yeah,
you're landing at whatever speed and the traffic is going at 120k. I can see.
Somebody texted me with some thoughts there. So the concept is called an electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle.
So it is vertical takeoff.
Yeah, so it's not like a helicopter thing, would you?
Well, it is actually.
Oh, yeah, just go straight up, doesn't it? Sorry, yeah, vertical. Yeah, yeah. Okay, just go straight up. All right, yeah, yeah, okay, fair enough. It's going to be called, it's been dubbed the flying taxi. How do the guards pull you in for tax and insurance
and
stuff?
They'll have one as well.
Yeah, but what do they do? Like, do they wave out the window?
Yeah.
Like, going,
how is this thing propelled?
That's my Wi-Fi code at home, actually. I was trying to explain this to the lads at home. You know, if somebody is pouring you wine or something, and you have enough.
Like, sorry?
If somebody's pouring wine into
okay,
glass.
Say somebody's pouring you tea, yeah?
Okay, tea. Let's say someone's pouring you tea and you have enough.
Because Fran Curry would say that there's never enough when it comes to it.
Yeah, tea.
Anyway, sorry, yeah.
And people go... That's our Wi-Fi password at home. I'm not telling you how to spell it. Go on, what were you going to say about the flying? Sorry, I got...
Yeah, how does this thing work? Like, does it have propellers?
I don't know.
Jet engine?
I don't know that. It's not a great story, actually, now that we do it. What phrase did your parents always say to you when you were a child? Last, just a couple of these. Shane says, those fizzy drinks in the press, they're for Christmas. Don't go near them.
Yeah, it was horrible hearing that in February.
Yeah. Ben says, if the wind changes, your face is going to... Yeah, your face is going to stay like that.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, so... I know, forever. I know. Who left the window open? And Breda says, they used to say, we don't eat those biscuits, they're for the visitors. We've spoken about fancy biscuits for visitors here before. And Jenny simply says, that's it for the week. So, like, even if you had biscuits, if you're lucky enough to have biscuits or something, all you'd be told, like, is, now that's it for the week. Like, I'm not getting any more of those. All right. Have a good weekend. I'll see you later.
Take care.
8:37, Tip FM. This is a dark parade. No easy way of asking you this, right? So I just have to ask you straight out. Are you not a Sitz Pinkler?
No.
people wonder what a Sitz Pinkler is. 62% of German men sit down when they pee. Again, it's a story that you found, that you dropped in.
And I immediately thought of you.
This is like right up your street, look. A new survey has found the majority of German men usually sit down when they're spending a penny, compared to half of Swedish men, 34% of Italians, 23% of British men, and we don't know how many Irish men sit down if they're having a wee. The habit is particularly popular amongst German men over the age of 55, which includes you, although you're not German.
Yeah, I was going to point that out.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's obviously an age. It's an age thing, isn't it? There's actually a word in German for it. It's called Sitzpinkler. Am I pronouncing that right?
I can't remember.
Can I do it in a German accent? No, I probably won't be able to do a German accent. And you know what Sitzpinkler means?
Well, I'm presuming it means you sit down as you wee.
It says here that it means sitting widdler. So,
yeah.
So are you a Spitzpinkler or are you a sitting winkler? Widdler.
I'm neither, because they're both the same thing.
I honestly didn't know that this was a thing, to be quite honest with you.
Which are you?
Oh, no, I have to stand well back. I have to stand well back. It doesn't... Normally just around the door area there.
That explains a lot.
It sure does. Yeah, like when I was born. I'd say, what is it? Is it a boy? No. What a boy.
Yeah.
Where did Eskimos pee, Pat?
I don't know.
In an igloo. Where does Batman pee, Pat?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to know.
In the Batboom. Why did Captain Kirk pee in the ceiling, Pat?
I don't know.
He wanted to go where no man had gone before.
It's just after 7 a.m.
What have I started? Morning,
Tipperary. With Andrew Luby. Tipperary's Tip FM.
Adrian Purcell texted me. I was saying if you get a suggestion for a Luby Lion song, a song we do before, so he's a Christopher Diamond in the Dark. Have you heard that song?
Yeah, I haven't heard that in years.
I don't even know. Do I know it? How do I not know that?
I don't know, maybe you're just not a Christy B fan.
Oh, no, I am. Because I think both you and I share like a favourite Christopher Berg song, which is called A Head and a Heart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have to check that out after 9 o'clock. The Apple story that you had a while ago about the 13 or 14 billion that is owed to us that we do not want.
Yep.
I was doing some sums.
Okay, so this should be fun.
I was doing some adding and I was doing some...
Did you have to take your socks off?
Oh, sorry, you double count my toes. I thought you were talking about the standing on one foot and we were doing some mats to say... No, never mind. Okay, I did have to take one of my socks off. So I reckon, okay, that about 5 million people live in here.
Yeah.
Would we go with that?
Okay, yeah.
14 billion, because it's 13 and there's a penalty of 1 billion.
Yeah.
Is that what the story was?
Uh-huh.
Everybody would get €2,800 each.
It's not worth it.
Well, I was thinking, right, here's a plan.
Oh, no.
Here's the plan, right? If everybody got the 2,800, but if you got it in a kind of a token form, right, and you had to spend it here.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you couldn't go like to Spain or you couldn't go on holidays, right? And if you had to spend it within 12 months, right? So you get...
How much?
So you get 2,000... Everybody here, including kids, gets 2,800.
And you think that it would take me a year to spend that?
No, but I'm just saying that you couldn't save it.
Okay.
Right? So, like, it would boost the economy.
Okay.
It'd be like the old SSIA thing. Did you have an SSIA at the time?
No,
God, that was great. Like, it was a pain in the... trying to put it in every month, but when you got your lump sum after the 5 years or whatever it was. But look at the boost to the economy that you'd have, like, that all that would be spent. So basically the 14 billion would be put back in 12 months back into shops and stuff like that. Now, isn't that a good idea? So everybody would get something. We'd all get something out of it. Shopkeepers would get something out of it. Garages would get something out of it. Retailers would. Everybody would get it in Ireland and it would go around. Jeez, man, I'm surprised myself even. That's just such, like, an amazing... Find a problem with that.
Okay. If the government...
Oh, Jesus.
You just said find a problem with it. How many do you want?
Go on.
Okay. First of all, if Apple had to pay the tax and the interest penalty, it would go to the government, which is effectively the same thing as everybody here getting it.
That's not really...
Well, it is really. The 2.5 grand each that you're talking about that people would spend here, just because we spend it here doesn't mean it would stay here.
Is that it? Is that your retort?
Like? Well, there's a lot more if you want it.
God's sake. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yay!
Probably a bit late to do it now. I might do it tomorrow. I have a conversation about weddings. Is it a nightmare if you get a wedding invitation in the post?
It's an expensive nightmare, I'd imagine.
Well, that's it. I see there was a... I don't know where to come up with this figure, but according to a survey, it'll cost you more than €1,200 on average to go to a wedding now.
Wow.
Is that real? How would it cost you €1,200?
Well, I suppose it depends on if you have to stay over, like if it's a faraway wedding.
Okay.
Or God forbid that it might be abroad even.
Okay. Here's a sticky question now. How much do you give, let's say that you're giving cash as a present, how much should you give somebody?
Depends on how, you know.
How much money they have.
How much money you have,
but there is
how well you know them.
But there is a bit of that going on, isn't there? You'd say, actually, there's no point giving them money, they have loads of money. Okay, we'll have an honest conversation about weddings tomorrow. And we'll see what you should be popping in the card. Like if yourself and your wife are going to a wedding or something. I would have thought it's probably 200. Would that make me a bit mean?
Probably.
Or does that make me fierce generous? I don't know.
I honestly don't know. Thankfully, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
If you're going on your own, then just 100.
Thankfully, it's quite a while since I've been
here.
Yeah,
okay, we'll do that
and
tomorrow.
And I don't want any invitations.
All right, okay. we'll do that tomorrow. WhatsApp is going to allow us to edit messages. Users are going to be able to modify what they've written within 15 minutes of hitting the send button.
Okay, so what you thought of your boss 15 minutes ago...
You might change up your mind. And 15 minutes is good. And like, if you make a mistake or something, at least you can go back in there and change it. Now, the only thing is... that if I send you something and I change it within the 15 minutes, you'll know it was edited.
Yeah, but probably if it's worthwhile, I'll already have forwarded that to 1,000 people. But
okay, I know. That's the only thing. I'll take the screenshot of it before the 15 minutes.
So really what you need to do is make sure that you edit it before it's seen.
And you get those two little ticks, don't you, if somebody sees it?
Yeah,
like, okay.
It goes blue.
Okay. I once texted somebody saying that I had good news, but the autocorrect said I've got good nudes. So it was a little bit awkward because it wasn't somebody that I knew very well. It was work related. And they came back and said, what? And I said, why, what? Did you see what you said? What? You got good nudes. And actually, I heard a story. I don't know if it's true because LOL, right, is laughing out loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I did hear a story about somebody passing on some bad news. Saying that somebody had passed away and their granny or somebody came back and said LOL. But apparently she thought it was not laughing out loud, she thought it was lots of love. You'd be very careful of the LOL. All right, I might do the weddings tomorrow. Okay, have a good day. I'll talk to you a little bit later on. 8:37, everybody, right here on Good Morning Tipperary, Tip FM and the King. Yeah, I'm very tired now today, I have to say. I had a late night last night.
What were you up to?
I was watching a film, which isn't something I would normally do on a school night, but it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sure, you needn't bother going to bed at all.
I know. You have an alarm like for 4:30.
What was the movie? Was it worth staying up for?
I'll tell you now what happened. So Drew Luby came in and said, are we watching something? I said, no, because I'm having a shower and I'm going to bed soon. And he said, look, we put on something for 30 minutes. I said, okay, but just find something just to kind of watch us for 30 minutes. And then he was flicking through the channels and he said, have you ever seen a film called Heat? And I said, have I ever seen a film called Heat? I've seen Heat about 10 times.
Okay.
It's one of my favourite films.
You've now seen it 11 times.
I have. Are you familiar with the film? Because I know you're not a movie guy.
The name rings a bell.
All right. So Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Cops and Robbers, thingamajig. Loved it. Always loved it. Think it's just one of those classic movies. So he says, yeah, I'll watch that. And I said, well, look, if you're watching that, I'll stay up and watch it with you. And I hadn't realized how long it was. It's good. It must be nearly 3 hours of the film. So I was hanging. I was hanging this morning when I opened my eyes. I have to say, I was just absolutely wrecked. And of course, then when you go up to bed, you can't sleep because you're panicked, aren't you? You're saying to yourself, I have to sleep now. I have to sleep. I have to sleep now. And the more you do that,
less you sleep.
You can't, anyway. thank you for the text yesterday. And I sent it to you straight away.
No, I had just hit send.
The minute you hit send, right, I said, well, that's it. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be chatting about that. I'd like to say good morning to Karen, who works at Woody's DIY in Clonmel, who met Pat yesterday. So
you didn't have to go into that much detail.
You were buying Dura. I didn't know that they sold those. Oh, it's Dura Bond, sorry. And the price looked right and all. So the price is the thing, right? Yeah. So what is the thing you were buying?
It's a drain cleaner.
Oh, okay, right. Eurobond. $12.99.
Yep.
You picked it up. You go to the till.
Yep.
You've sent me on the receipt.
Yeah.
What happens?
Lovely lady says 11 something, anyway.
Karen.
Yeah, it must be on discount. So fine.
There's 130 taken off it.
Yeah.
So you say, I'm getting a bargain here.
Yeah.
Wait for this. Go on.
Paid for it.
Yeah.
Went out to the car.
Yeah.
Sat down. I'm looking at the container, the instructions on it, and I look at the receipt again then, and I see that I got a discount, all right.
You did. You got
€1.30.
Yes, you did.
I got a senior citizen discount.
I love it.
Now, I checked online this morning after you started slagging me.
Go on.
You saw me. Apparently, it's over 60 with Woody's. So it's not too bad.
You're just saying that now.
No, seriously, I checked online.
So see, the official, is that just them now, or is it official senior citizens?
No, I checked that as well, and some senior citizen discounts in different stores actually start at 55.
Oh, you go away. They do not start 55.
Now, they don't call it a senior citizen discount. I don't know what they call it.
Hang on, roll back a second. So that's at the discretion of the likes of Woody's.
Or any store.
But, like, what's the official? Or is there an official senior citizen?
Pension age, I don't know.
Pension age. So 60, again, 65?
See, no, it's more than 65 now.
Pension age not 65?
No,
it's gone up, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think senior citizen, I don't. I mean, initially I was kind of going the cheek.
Yeah, but
you're really enjoying this way too much.
I'm not, because I know exactly what happened. But, like, first of all, you said a bloody cheek from, then you thought, €1.30.
Well, I thought the €1.30 first. I was going, oh, okay. It's obviously, it's on offer or something.
Oh, that's brilliant, man. I love that. That made my day, yes, I have to say. Worst joke Wednesday. Don't go talk about weddings in a while. I do that at 5:30. Worst joke Wednesday today. I refuse to accept the fact that I fell overboard on an Egyptian river cruise.
You're in denial.
Denial. Something like that happened to me in Paris, too. It was insane. But... speaking of Egyptians, actually, there's an Egyptian dentist who works out of Limerick. They call him Tootin' Came Out.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
So I was looking up the average cost of a wedding in Ireland. Any idea what it might be around?
A lot of zeros, anyway.
36k.
Oh, my God. 36?
Yeah. Before you go on honeymoon or anything.
No way.
Apparently so.
How many is that the average number?
I think the average number is about 180 or 200 people at a wedding. And that'll get you, that would get you obviously your dinner. You'd like to think it'll get you your dinner. So I suppose it'll get you, like, for the 36k, but I was going to say it'll get you your band and your disco and your sandwiches and cocktail sausages and stuff like that.
And it'll get you the meal for your...
Get you your meal.
Yeah.
Get you the photographer. Okay. I'm not naming everything. Everybody knows what it'll get you, but that's the price.
But it won't get you the honeymoon, you said.
I don't think it gets you the honeymoon. That's the only thing. Okay. So 36k for the wedding day and stuff that you have to have for the wedding, like flowers, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have your head examined. Going to a wedding this year, this is what we said yesterday, that it could cost up to €1,200 on average for you to go to a wedding. And then I was saying, what do you actually give? And it's not something people like to discuss because people get a little bit kind of embarrassed by talking about what they would give. And I Googled it.
And Google is bound to know.
Yeah, I said, how much, Irish wedding, how much should you give as a present? And it said, when the couple are immediate family members or very, very close friends, they tend to give an extra large, you know, cash. This is cash now.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So like 150 or 200 quid. Well, I said 200 yesterday. Mm. And then somebody took me on about it and said, is that all you'd give? Like 200 quid? I thought that's a kind of about right.
I would have thought so.
When the couple are casual friends, the couple get married are just casual friends or colleagues, people would give 50 or 100. But I think if you're going as a couple, you'd be putting 200 into a card. 100 per guest is pretty, it goes on to say 100 per guest is a pretty safe amount to go for. So I was right about that. There you go. According to Google, I was right about it. So, okay. I said to people last night, is it a good thing or a bad thing when the old invite drops in the letterbox? And again, I'm thinking about cost, really. So I'm surprised a lot of people were kind of against me on it, saying it's fantastic and it's lovely and beautiful to be asked and chance to get dolled up for the day and all that kind of thing. Mike says it depends on the couple and the venue. Nothing worse than a pretentious wedding. What's a pretentious wedding? Give me a good old-fashioned shindig. Middle-aged men headbanging to AC/DC with suit pants rolled up around their knees.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. About 1 o'clock in the morning, like for Thunderstruck, like, and you all on your knees, like, with the tie around your head and giving it loads.
A question for you. Should you be invited to a wedding and you politely decline, you're still expected to give a present, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, I suppose. So you may as well go.
But that's just adding more expense.
So, okay. So you're invited to a wedding and you can't go or you're not going. And what should you give then?
Same thing, I would have thought.
No, you wouldn't give that much, would you?
I don't know.
Here's another question.
But, I mean, if you don't give the same amount, then you're effectively admitting that you just feel that you should pay for your share of whatever you're getting.
Here's a better question. What if you're invited to the afters? What do you give then? And you're just getting a couple of cocktail sausages and a few cheese sandwiches and a cup of tea at 11:30, like when the band are just taking a break for their tea. What are you supposed to do then? You say to your wife, we're going to the wedding above an hour of the house later. We'll go into town early. And you arrive up to her in the house. You say, well, how's it going? Where are you for the dish go?
All right, okay.
We'll see what people think about that. All right, thanks, Pat. See you later. Good luck. 7:37, Tip FM. It's bad. It's o'clock. Yeah, it's thick. Right, Worst Joke Wednesday. Come on, we have to do some of these. Get them out of the way. Do we have to do them?
No, you don't.
It's in the contract. You read the small print. I wrote yours, so I know it's in it. It's in there someplace. Bought a joke while I was on holidays in Barbados. It's the Pyrex of the Caribbean. What's orange, Pat, and sounds like a parrot?
A parrot?
A carrot, Pat. A carrot. What's orange and sounds like a parrot? Carrot. I asked a builder for a quote yesterday. He said, one small step for...
God.
I swapped our bed for a trampoline. My wife hit the roof. Like, what really amuses me is the ones that amuse you, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
I went to an MC Hammer museum in Cork yesterday. It's rubbish. You're not allowed to touch anything. if there was a contest for are you serious? Like, is that the level? Are they the kind of ones that I need to do for your future?
Yeah, they're better than your normal.
If there was a contest for best traditional Irish dance show, Riverdance would win hands down. A few years ago, I invented beach footwear for people with one leg. It's called a flop. Or a flip, maybe. God. Depends which leg you miss. It could be a flip. So, okay, we're near the end of it now. Stop, will you? Control yourself. Mairead says, Andrew and Pat, have you ever read a book called Falling Off a Cliff by Eileen Dover? Eileen Dover.
Lord.
So I was thinking about Mairead sending that in. No, but I've read one called Telescopes by Seymour Whittam. Or there was a one years ago too called called Running for a Bus by Willie Makin.
Okay.
And don't forget the new book that's going to be out next month. It's called Pants Around My Ankles by Lucy Lastic. I could have my Gucci on. I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, bet I made you look. I made you look. Well then, how are you?
I'm not great.
What's wrong with you?
I have a toothache.
Oh no!
I had a toothache all night.
Tootin' come out. The Egyptian dentist, tootin' come out. Does it always seem to happen, like, in the middle of the night?
I know, I had a touch of it yesterday as well, yeah.
Are you going to a dentist this morning?
No.
Why are you not going to a dentist?
I'm working.
Oh, man. You can't put up with that.
That'd
drive you cracked.
It's gone to the stage, though. You know where I'm not speaking properly, or at least it feels like I'm not.
Why don't you get think of that, right?
I don't know.
I just see people eating the thing down, all right.
Sounds fine.
I know, come here, I'm sorry for that, because honestly, there's nothing worse.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's
people say, and I know it's not fair to compare them, but people say about earaches and that too, but I think a toothache, like, is the worst
of all. What I found is that this toothache has now kind of reaching up to my ear. You know that one that really just gets into the nerve, and now, yeah, my ear is sore, I have a headache, and I'm just feeling sorry for myself.
Okay. Yeah. Do you need a hug now?
No, not that sorry for myself.
Got a little bit of a hug.
No.
We speak about Tina at 7:30.
Speak about her now. That, I mean,
okay, well, okay, we'll speak about her now. Okay, we'll probably speak about her 7:30 as well. Just, I mean, it's difficult to know what to say. Like, I was thinking coming up the stairs, and I knew we'd be chatting about her, and I said, what do you say about somebody like Tina Turner? Just an amazing, absolutely amazing talent. And I think everybody kind of knows the backstory and what she went through and the whole Ike Turner thing and all that kind of thing. God knows, man, she had difficulties, didn't she? I think I read someplace actually this morning that her mum abandoned her when she was 11. And even when she met Ike Turner and he became so controlling and the abuse and all that kind of thing, she was born Anne Mae Bullock, right?
Yep.
And I think she performed as Little Anne for a while. And then when she met him, he changed her name to Tina Turner, which is perfectly fine, you might think. But he trademarked the name. So if she ever left the band, that she couldn't even have the name. Like a controlling relationship. But we're going to flood the radio station with Tina Turner songs today, right across the day. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play plenty Tina Turner songs.
And there's a good selection of them there.
It's 12. Did you say 12 Grammys?
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Look, on one hand, you could talk about her all day. And on the other hand, I think people know the story. But look, it's a huge, absolutely huge loss. So we speak a bit about her across the morning too. Hey, go look after your toot. Is there anything that you could take for, like, to stick a clove in there or...
Yeah, I've heard that, all right.
Yeah. I think a drop of Jemison in the...
Tried that last night.
Okay. You probably didn't get enough of it in.
Possibly.
Okay, see you at 7:30. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
Jeez, come here, you're a gas man. Honest to God. Like,
I'm a gas man.
Honestly, well, maybe it's not your fault, but like, it's happened again. There's loads of people texting, wishing you the best because you have a toothache. And people telling me, I go handy on Pat, poor Pat. There's people sending me on names of dentists that you could go and visit. People advising me on what you should do, what you should take, the kind of tablets that you should take, and Nurofen and this.
And why does that make me a gas man?
Because, like, why is it when something happens me? My wife has this thing as well, that if anything happens to kids, obviously upsetting and all, if I hurt myself, it's a great crack, right? I'm telling you one thing. I remember being in Waterford, like about 20 years ago with her, and I was crossing just, I don't know what that street is, the main, just over the bridge there. And on the Keys.
By the clock tower?
Yes, there you go, just down around there. And I twisted my ankle and fell on the ground, right, crossing the road. So bad, right, that we had to get ice peas and put it on my ankle. Going home, and she had tried to kill her, and she laughed from Waterford to Tipperary, and my ankle was like a balloon, right? And for some reason, like, do you know, and the time I busted my eardrum here.
Now, come on, that was...
Oh, it was a great crack, like. And you can't hear with that ear. Ah, that's what that's gas. Like, but, Pat's got a toothache. Go handy on him. Poor Pat. Tell him to do this. There's nothing worse. You know, Jesus, man, it's just unbelievable, like. What is it that it's fun when I hurt myself and...
It's just the comedy value.
Oh,
the way you hurt yourself tends to be funny.
If the lads are listening in the Crescent this morning, you might get me out of trouble. I need a cake.
What do you forget now?
I forgot to order a cake yesterday. And I wonder, is it too late now to put a cake in? If I collected around lunchtime, maybe.
I know that the lads in the Crescent do their baking.
In the mornings early.
Overnight, almost.
Yeah, I was trying, Jerry down there, if you're listening, Jerry, if you're working this morning, you have a couple of missed calls from me late last night.
But
look, if you'd have put a cake, because Harry's 16 today, so my job was to get a cake. And I couldn't bloody get that right.
No, they would have cakes made.
Okay.
And they might be able to do something with them.
Put his name on it, like.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Or we could just change his name.
Yeah.
Depending on the name that's on the cake. Harry, today we're calling you Timmy. Happy birthday, Timmy. 16 today. All right. Are you feeling any bit better now?
Yeah, I am after that.
Have I cheered you up a little bit?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
All right, okay. Take the pain away. See you later on.
Good luck.
How's the tooth?
Still there.
I guess it's still there. it's still paying you.
A little bit.
Are you taking something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Has that eased a little bit then?
It's numbed it a bit, thankfully. Yeah.
All right. Okay. The last time I was at the dentist, actually, I said to you, I think it was about 100 quid of a tooth taken out, which is fine, like, you'd give him 1,000, like, if you're if you're in pain. But I remember saying to your man, like, I was only having a crack with him, like, saying, God, that's a lot of money, like, for just a few minutes' work. And he said, well, I can pull it slower, if you like.
I'm only having a crack with you now.
Okay. And do you know what, actually, I hate? Is when you get up and you have to spit into the thingamajig and you're kind of dribbling, you know, and your mouth's all, all numb, and you spit in, it's very awkward, isn't it? When you have to spit, like, you have to wash out your mind, you have to spit into the thing. I hate doing that. And there's bits of stuff. No, never mind. There's people, like, it's unbelievable. There's people lighting candles for you and everything. Honest to God. Tell Pat this, tell Pat that. And don't worry about Pat and go handy on Pat and all that kind of thing. So people send that they're going to light a candle for you. I don't mind lighting candles for you. Just gave to go to the dentist.
Did you not try that candle ear thing before?
Oh, I'm not getting into that with you. That's a long story. I put it into the bad ear. Did I tell you that Siobhan did it downstairs? And I got a pain in my head because what it did was it started to suck things out because it was a hole in my eardrum, and it started to suck out bits of what were inside in my head. So I never felt pain like it. Actually, do you know something? I swear, I'm breaking into a cold sweat now. Honest to God, just even thinking about it, please don't even mention that. Speaking of lighting candles, people that get up early in the morning are more religious. You found this story for me. Uh-huh. Have more of a belief in God. Mm-hmm. New research from the University of Warsaw says that people are more conscientious and have a greater satisfaction in life if they get up early in the morning.
We don't tick any of those boxes.
No. Researchers say it could be linked to their religious tendencies. Like, you're not very religious, are you?
Not hugely, no.
No, and I'm not at all. Now, mind you, actually, now, having said that, I was in Tesco in Tiptown yesterday and I found 20 quid in the car park. And I did say to myself, what would Jesus do? So I turned it into wine. See you later. Good luck.
Let me say the same, baby.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.